For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Amanda Glassner, Deputy Editor at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today is Heather Engel, Managing Partner at Strategic Cyber Partners. Heather, hello and welcome back.
Hi, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
Forbes reports that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the National Security Agency are warning state governments that they need to do more to protect water and wastewater systems from cyber attacks. Heather, this sounds like a significant development, so can you tell us more about the specific threats being highlighted here?
So what we're seeing in the last several months, and even over the last couple of years, is an increased number of attacks on the U.S. water sector. So back in November, there was a breach of some industrial equipment at several U.S. water facilities. The speculation is that this was the Iranian government, but it was an attack on some Israeli equipment, and the attack was used to display an anti-Israel message on the equipment. We've also seen instances of Chinese state-backed hackers infiltrating our water facilities. So the story really takes us through this development that the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the NSA are warning state governments that they need to do more to protect our water and wastewater systems. And I went out and I actually looked at the memo from the EPA. It's really interesting in some of the things that they're talking about. But obviously, these are an attractive target for cyber attacks for a number of reasons. It has a huge impact on communities. And generally, water systems and other types of critical infrastructure are industrial control systems. And so those are sometimes a little bit more difficult to protect. They're a lot more expensive. They're larger. They're harder to replace. And so it creates sort of this perfect storm of being an attractive target that has a big impact if an attacker were trying to make a statement.
Right. And you touched on this a little bit, but it is interesting that this warning is coming now. So what do you make of the timing behind the announcement?
Yeah, we've just seen really a rash of cases coming up, you know, and just with some things that are going on in the world. One of the things to remember is when you talk about cyber attacks, particularly on critical infrastructure, they're not always as targeted as the attacker would like them to be. Much like biological warfare, a cyber attack can have unintended consequences and it can spread pretty rapidly across some of these programmable logic controller or PLC type systems. We've seen that several times with attacks that were developed for a specific PLC. And just because you're trying to attack one, it can jump right from place to place. And so the point of the EPA's regulation or the point of the EPA's memo that came out is that in a lot of situations, cyber hygiene and basic cybersecurity practices are not where they need to be. And when we talk about cyber hygiene, we basically mean, are you doing some of these best practice things like changing passwords? Are you cleaning up users that aren't there anymore? Making sure that you're patching when patches are available and that you're practicing good configuration management. And so very often those things kind of fall by the wayside. These are typically utilities. There's staffing challenges a lot of the time. We know that there's a shortage of cybersecurity talent and people who can work in these fields. So again, it creates that sort of perfect storm.
Right. And cyber attacks on critical infrastructure, like you said, are becoming kind of a scary norm these days. In your opinion, how prepared are state governments to defend these essential services and not just water, but kind of everything that keeps our society running?
This is a great question because it goes back to resources, right? And the EPA and the NSA in their memos said, we have all of these publications out here. We have this wealth of knowledge for you to figure out how to do this on your system. You know, we have all these guidelines, we have recommendations, we have best practices on how to secure this stuff. But the piece that's missing here really is the resources, right? So a lot of these organizations don't have the people who are comfortable implementing those. They don't have the time to do that because they're keeping the systems up and running on a day-to-day basis. You know, anyone who works in IT can tell you that a lot of times you'll come in with a plan for the day and it gets torpedoed by 8:30 because the system went down somewhere else. And so I think the resource part of this is a big problem. Are state governments prepared to defend these essential services? It's questionable. I think they do the best that they can in many cases with the resources that they have. But I'm curious to see, you know, if this is something where we'll start to see some federally funded either money trickling down. We've seen that in the past. So are we going to see some money trickle down? Is there going to be more regulation? What are some of the next steps that we take as a society to defend these essential services?
And to zoom out a little bit, do you think everyday citizens need to be concerned about cyber attacks affecting their water supply? And if so, are there any steps they can take to feel more secure about their personal systems?
Yeah, this is a tough one because it is something that you need to be concerned about, but it's one of those things that we should be concerned about, but we're a little bit powerless to do anything about it. You can take the same tactic of writing your legislators and trying to make an impact through your local community governments, but it's tough. If you don't work for one of these organizations, you don't have a lot that you can do about protecting the water supply. It's not as simple as some changes that I can make to protect my personal data. We're talking about a critical infrastructure that's a managed service. And it can be difficult for an ordinary citizen to have an impact on that. Steps that you can take to feel more secure in that. In my area, we get a lot of hurricanes, right? So when we know it's hurricane season, we prepare for that. We bring in bottled water. And that's something, it's probably never a bad idea to have some things like that set aside. You don't have to become a full-on doomsday prepper, but be prepared for some situations that, according to news stories, you know, the guidance from the EPA seems like it's a little bit more likely today, maybe than it was 2 years ago.
Heather, thank you for joining us today. I'm looking forward to catching up with you again next week.
Thanks, Amanda.
For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Amanda Glasner, Deputy Editor at Cybercrime Magazine. To hear more about this story and others, visit cybercrimewire.com. And for more of our media, visit our website at cybersecurityventures.com.